Just stay home tonight, yeah.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with you.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Party at the Bodega. What up, everybody? This is your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. How's everybody doing tonight? Yeah, I gotta up the ante. I'm trying to get my business done as fast as possible. And I gotta cater to you, ladies and gentlemen, so you can get the news fast, quick, in a hurry. But not too fast in a hurry. We're gonna think about what we're talking about at the same time. Like the lady that stabbed her boyfriend, alleged boyfriend, 108 times. I know I did that on the last episode, but there's some things I'm still trying to clear up. Yes. I read the article, went through the article, and it said that she worked at a hospital, UCLA Medical Center, and she was an audiologist. At the same time, I'm watching the basketball game, and plus I'm receiving messages from my, you know, my peoples and stuff like that, because I'm analyzing the game and watching it. But sorry, the lady that stabbed her boyfriend 108 times, saying that she was in a cannabis-induced psychosis. She worked at she was an audiologist at a medical center, a hospital, at a medical facility. And they claimed that she had a hearing problem at the same time, which it leads me to believe that she could have been in some sort of psychosis if she truly have that condition, all right, that medical condition where she has a hearing impaired problem. That I was thinking about it, studying it, but at the same time, it could be a lie because some of the court documents are sealed and, you know, it's probably going to take me to go after it and shit like that. But at the same time, I got to be fucking reasonable and I got to be true to myself. You know, I don't know if this is true situation. This all could be lied. It's probably not even documented in the defense attorneys that represent the lady that allegedly stabbed her alleged boyfriend 108 times. That all could be fabricated for her to get through those court proceedings without doing any conviction of jail time or anything like that, because this thing sounds crazy. This was on the news. This happened last year, I believe, right? Yes. This happened last year. I covered it down the timeline on my Thinking Out Loud podcast on fucking Spotify. And goddamn, I could curse if I want to because I'm allowed to do that now because I am the man. Anyway, fucking, I don't know. This could be a lie at the same time because this seems fabricated. And then the reason why I'm sitting here trying to think about this shit because there's another, there's a prosecutor from a district attorney, well, you know, a former district attorney. Damn, what's her name? Fuck, I forgot her name already. There was a district attorney right now. She's facing 40 years in prison for mishandling government funds to like buy property and stuff like that. And she was on the Breakfast Club, I think this morning or yesterday or this morning, I believe. I forgot her name already. You know, I'm bad with these names, man. And it's like I cover so much things at the same time, I don't be remembering everything. But she's facing 40 years. She used to be a district attorney for Baltimore. They putting her under a whole bunch of freaking scrutiny. You know, like her situation, I'm using her situation to show you that, hey, the court documents are sealed. This all could be a lie. Could be a lie to make us believe a narrative that the lady that stabbed her boyfriend 108 times, this all could be a freaking lie to make us believe a certain narrative, to let her be, to make us believe that she really was in a psychosis, cannabis induced, you know, situation because she has a hearing problem, because okay, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, if she really do have a hearing problem, that high THC volume could make her induce and could make her act a little, you know, unforeseeable as the specialist, the how they call them, the pro witnesses, the doggone, the professional witnesses that they use, not witnesses, but the professional freaking people that they use to analyze the circumstances between this lady that stabbed this gentleman 108 times, and she only is doing 2 years of probation and freaking community service and stuff like that, because a lot of people are in an uproar about this situation, because I'm sitting here looking at the comments and I'm sitting here looking at the reaction that people are having, and they're not too happy about this situation. And then I already told you earlier that I've been smoking weed since I was a teenager, and never in my life I've been in this induced psychosis. I didn't smoke high potent, high THC marijuana. The worst that I ever experienced is that, you know, I probably fainted or some sort, or I just passed out, blackout, or I was getting like an anxiety attack, and all I did was eat something and fell asleep. So never in my life I experienced some type of psychosis where I wanted to stab somebody 108 times. If you understand what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, this is just me analyzing this goddamn situation. This is this happened in the state of California. You see what I'm saying? THC and selling of marijuana products is legal in that state. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know what the hell is going on. Things look very iffy. And then I'm using another case where a district attorney from Baltimore, former district attorney in Baltimore, I forgot her name. I don't want to sit here on the computer and look at what's going on right now, because I'm in a quick, fast, and a hurry. But I know you find people that are listening to me probably have an idea what I'm talking about. But at the end of the day, I'm talking to you about facts. You know, that's what we do over here at Thinking Out Loud. Doggone a district attorney. She's being scrutinized. She's a former district attorney. She was in Baltimore. And now they accusing her, and the Justice Department is accusing her of mishandling government funds, which is a retirement fund. And she was on the Breakfast Club. She was talking about the situation. Her and Angela Rye, that was on the Breakfast Club this morning. Yes, indeed. All right. I forgot the district attorney. She's a former district attorney. She's facing 40 years. I believe that she was convicted, but there's going to be a sentencing in this month on May 20-something. I forgot all of the details and stuff like that. I could just look it up real quick, but I don't feel like looking it up because I'm going to do some other news, because I'm just putting this in a nutshell for you people. You find people to think about what the fuck I'm talking about, because these are all facts right here. I'm just letting you know from my words what it is, right? Because the lady that's allegedly stabbed, you know, her alleged boyfriend 108 times, there's a lot of questions on that particular case. I'm not getting it. The court's documents are sealed. I don't feel like spending my good earned money on the court documents to find out what's really going on, because I could be charged any type of way, because this is a high profile case. All right. Things work kind of different when you go pursue certain documents on the web. Anyway, we're going to keep it moving. Yes, I'm watching the Indiana and the New York Knicks game. It's a very tight game. It's 4 minutes and 20 seconds left on the fourth quarter. Indiana is down by 5. Somebody from the New York Knicks, Dante DiVincenzo. I can't say DiVincenzo. So he just scored a three-pointer. You know what I'm saying? So this game is very heavy, and I really want to finish watching this game because I want to, and I probably should try to record some of it so I could put it on TikTok because my TikTok game is very heavy. It's very hard. It's very nice. And I'm garnishing a lot of freaking fans and stuff off of my TikTok and stuff like that. You know, I got a Discord. It's called Band Lab. That's the name of the website where you can find where I used to do music when I was a young laddie. You know, I'm in the game, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in the game. In other news, this one is in San Antonio, Texas. It looks like it was a targeted shooting, a drive-by. No, it wasn't a drive-by. It actually looks like it was targeted. The police that's investigating this situation right here in San Antonio, Texas, says that the people, the suspects and the victims, it seems like they know each other and they don't know what's the motives of this shooting right here. I don't know what the fuck going on, but it looks like the suspects and the victims know each other. And usually that's what it is, all right? I run into articles like this all the time, all right? So 5 individuals, including 3 children under the ages of 10 years old, were shot at a residence in San Antonio, Texas, Wednesday night, and what authorities believe was a targeted shooting. All of the victims, 2 adults and 3 children, are in critical condition. Baxter County Sheriff Javier Salazar said at a media briefing at about 7:40 p.m. Central Time, officers responded to a call about a shooting on the 6700 block of Windsor Hollow Drive in San Antonio. Salazar said, when deputies arrived at the residence, they found 5 victims suffering from gunshot wounds. He said the youngest victim is only 4 years old, according to the authorities. The 5 victims were transported to the San Antonio Military Medical Center in critical condition. No further details on their condition were available. And then, what else? 2 suspects are believed to have pulled up to the residence in a vehicle, walked up to the home, and fired at least 20 to 25 shots using long semi-automatic rifles, Salazar stated. The suspects fled the scene. Salazar also said law enforcement believes this was a targeted shooting. It's a miracle we're not dealing with 5 dead bodies right now, Salazar also stated. And then based on the information obtained so far, Salazar said it appears that the suspects and the victims knew each other. It always ends up like that. I don't know. If somebody owed somebody money. The parents owed somebody money. It could be that. It could be drug related. It could be a lot of things. A lot of unknown variables. You know, so the investigation is continuing based on the infamy. All right. No weapons were found used by the suspects, who remain unknown. Authorities do not believe there is an imminent threat to the public. The investigation is ongoing. Yeah. Usually when things like this happen, the suspects and the victim know each other. All right. That's a very serious situation, especially with your 3 children living inside the house with you. That was bad. Some individuals often make bad choices, and these are one of them, all right? You can't shit where you sleep at, especially if you have children living there and stuff like that. You need to make better choices in your life, straight up. Real talk, like that was foolish of whoever, which one of the parents, I'm damn sure I know it's not one of the children involved in some buffoonery out there in the streets. So one of the parents is involved with some sort of behavior that led, for every action, there's a reaction, all right? There's a cause and an effect. So So one of the parents is involved with some type of, you know, business, you know, a tumultuous, damn, I'm saying a word wrong. I'm trying to say the word and I can't even say it right. But some egregious type of business. And then it led to this action that's happening in San Antonio Wednesday night, yesterday night. Anyway, we're going to jump on to some more stuff, see what the hell is going on in this internet world. See what the hell we looking. Well, this is real news. This is not internet news. This is real news because this actually happened in real life. All right. So let me see what else is going on right here. All right. The Knicks won yesterday from the Indiana game. It was a good ass game. They 2-0. Minnesota's 2-0. I think Minnesota played tonight. I'm definitely watching that because Minnesota is on fire. The Ant-Man is on fire and everybody can see it. He's like a new legacy. You know what I'm saying? A breath of fresh air. You know what I'm saying? Minnesota look like he's going to sell out arenas in the near future because this guy is a super talent and everybody love to see him. Anyway, let's get on. I mean to say, let's keep it moving. Let's move on. It was a Houston shooting. There was a guy that goes by the name of Tilford Joseph. He was charged with murder of a lady that goes by the name of Teresa Houston. That's her name. First name Teresa, last name Houston. So don't get this confused with the city of Houston because I'm reporting this from the city of Houston, Texas. So don't you dare get confused on what I'm saying. Do you understand what the hell I'm saying, people? Okay, let's keep it moving. A man accused of shooting his girlfriend to death outside of a Houston gas station and then getting into a shootout with a deputy constable has been arrested. Tilford Joseph, 46 years old, has been charged with the murder and the death of a 44-year-old Teresa Houston, as well as aggravated assault against a public servant, which is the police officer. So he was taken into custody Wednesday night after a SWAT standoff at an apartment complex on West Borough in West Harris County. Police has been searching for a suspect since Houston was killed shortly. Miss Houston was killed shortly after midnight Tuesday morning at a gas station near McGregor and Alameda. That's for all the people in Houston, Texas that know what the fuck I'm talking about. All right. According to the police, a Houston Fire Department ambulance crew was getting fuel at a gas station when they witnessed a domestic disturbance. I just got disturbed just now, distracted by the goddamn fire detector. This shit screaming for no reason. Ain't no goddamn smoke in here. Goddamn, I'm trying to do some work and I can't even do the damn work. What the hell is going on today? I've been having a very annoying week, all right? But I'm still pushing through. I don't let nothing stop me. But anyway, all right. A fire department ambulance crew was getting fuel at a gas station when they witnessed a domestic disturbance between the then unidentified suspect and Miss Houston. Police say that the armed suspect chased Houston into the store and then back outside, running through the gas pumps. Police say that the suspect shot Houston, Miss Houston, and then continued to shoot as she fell. The paramedics flagged down a deputy constable who happened to be in the area. Police say that the suspect then got into a vehicle and drove up the street a bit, just a little bit. And then the deputy constable followed to attempt a traffic stop. The suspect stopped driving, got out, and started shooting towards the deputy constable who moved to a safer spot and returned fire. God damn. According to the Houston Police Department, the suspect then got into the deputy constable's patrol vehicle and drove off. All right? You hear what I said? The suspect then got into the deputy's constable patrol vehicle and drove off. I think this guy was under the influence of some sort. But then he came back. Police said that the suspect engaged the deputy constable in another exchange of gunfire, ran back to his own vehicle, and then fled the scene. His car was later found on the side of a highway on the north side of town in North Houston, all right? So he jumped back into his vehicle and fled the scene, and then his car was later found on the side of a highway in North Houston. The deputy was not struck by any gunfire, but was treated for minor injuries at the hospital. So police say further investigation led to Joseph being identified as the suspect. Excuse me. Miss Houston was transported to the hospital, but she did not survive her injuries. Alvin Independent School District confirmed that Miss Houston was an employee with the district at the Shadow Creek High School. Teresa's dedication and commitment to our students will be deeply missed. Our thoughts and prayers are with her family during this difficult time, the district said in part in a statement. All right. This is another doggone domestic situation. This guy couldn't control himself. Tilford Anthony Joseph, all right? He's been apprehended. He's arrested. He's booked. So I don't know why this guy was so pissed when he was chasing this lady and shot her. I don't know, like this domestic. What fueled this man to be so angry? All right, we have these type of conversations every day, almost all the time on Thinking Out Loud. I'm like, what the hell, bro? What the heezy? All right, this happening doggone West Houston. He chased the lady, shot her, and he kept shooting her as she fell. And then he jumped in his vehicle, ran a bit. One of the ambulance crew members witnessed what was going on, and they flagged down a deputy, and the deputy seen what was going on, and then he tried to start a traffic stop, and then this guy Tilford jumped out of his vehicle and got into a gunfight with the damn deputy, which is very like extreme. And like I said, I believe he was under the influence on some type of drugs, man, because that's too much. I can't even imagine myself doing that. I'm like this. I've been in domestic disputes, but never got angry enough where I wanted to pull out a gun and shoot the lady. All right. That's very unhinged, if you ask me. So, let me see what else is going on in this news. I'm probably going to get some more. I'm trying to get this one up out the way, trying to knock it out. Because a brother got to go hard, all right? I don't know why I was so lazy in the last couple of weeks. Well, not last couple of weeks, but the month, what, like a month and a half? We're probably a long time, you know, because I ain't been doing this stuff for a long, long time. I was very occupied in things of that nature. But I took up another hustle where I could have time to do this, all right? And then I've been having bad luck this week where it's like my finances is being attacked for some odd reason. I already told you what happened at CC's Pizza. And then the drama continues because I don't think the situation has been fixed. It looks like I got to go back to CC's Pizza. This is like straight up drama. It's like somebody's praying for my downfall or something like that. I don't know what it is. I don't even know. I don't even have like... Maybe I probably do have enemies, but guess what? I don't even be around anybody like that, you know? And then if I have any inclination that you have an issue with me, I just stay the fuck away from you and stuff. So I don't know why people are hating on me or trying to wish bad on me. This is fucking crazy. But this is the regular day of every human being in this world. You know what I'm saying? When you have a human being that moves on with life and try to do something for themselves and work and try to make something happen for themselves, and then somebody gets jealous and angry, you know, it comes with the game and stuff like that. But the only best advice that I can give everybody out there that's listening is keep marching on, keep your prayers every morning, and keep your prayers at night, and always stay occupied. Don't sit on your ass and cry about nothing. I always say this. Always do something about it, all right? If your car break down, don't cry about it. Just be like, fuck it. I'm gonna figure out how to get this car fixed. If not, we're gonna buy another car. That's the spirit, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, let's keep it moving on some more debauchery news. All right? Your man is back. all right, this happened time to time. I always see things like this happen in Houston, Texas. We're in Houston. We're going to leave Houston and go to a whole nother city. But, you know, things like this, I want to talk about things like this, too, because this always happened in the state of Texas. And I'm pretty sure it happens in the state of Tennessee and North Carolina and Georgia and Florida. Things like this happen, all right? I even got into this, but the person that tried to break into my apartment ran. But there was a shooting. A male shot after entering someone else's apartment on West Gulf Bank, okay? So let me give you the details. A male who entered someone else's apartment in North Houston was shot to death early Thursday morning. The shooting was reported around 12:30 in the morning at an apartment complex in the 1400 block of West Gulf Bank Road. Police say two people were standing outside of their apartments when a younger male walked past them without saying anything and entered their apartment. Police say they forcibly removed him from the apartment and a disturbance ensued, leading the person who lives at the apartment to shoot the younger male in the chest. He died at the scene. According to the police, the person who fired the shots and the witness are in custody and they are cooperating with the investigation. Things like that do happen, all right? I do want to update on this particular incident right here. I do want to update on it because I want to see what happens to the person that shot the male. Is they're gonna let him go, or is something else is gonna emerge out of this situation here? Because I definitely want to follow this up right here. How much time I got? Because I'm about to leave. I'm about to do this for 30 minutes and stuff like that. Because I really want to knock this out and let this birdie fly in the sky. Let me see what else they got. Oh yeah, they got another one. A husband murdered his goddamn wife. All right, Baytown wife murdered by her husband with the kids sleeping nearby. All right, let me hurry up and get this one out the way because brother. Oh shit, why I'm burping on the microphone? Why I gotta burp on the microphone? God damn. Damn, man, my body got a mind of its own. I'm sorry, I ain't do that on purpose. But I'm not about to edit that out. Nah, straight up. I edit the goddamn fire detector that kept screaming. I don't know what the hell is wrong with it. Ain't no smoke in here. I'm like, what the fuck? I told you, I had a horrible week. One real bad week. All right, this is in Baytown. This is like 25 minutes away from Houston, Texas, going fucking east. No, I'm wrong. Hold on. Yeah, I'm right. Sorry. Going east. Baytown husband murdered his wife with her three kids at the house. Okay. I'm freestyling in this for a second. Jason Jermaine Armster from Baytown has received his prison after being convicted of fatally shooting his wife in their Sheldon area home on Wednesday. 41-year-old Armstrong was sentenced to 55 years for the murder of a 36-year-old Charlene Grovell while their three kids were inside the house. This man had a history of violence against domestic partners that escalated until he ultimately killed his wife. All right. This man had a history of violence against domestic partners that escalated until he ultimately killed his wife, Ogg stated. While we cannot undo the horrible things that he did, we can do our best to get justice for the victims and make sure this man never again hurts anyone else in our community, the district attorney stated. The tragic incident happened on March 31st, 2020, while the couple's three children, aged 3, 5, and 11, were asleep in the house, officials stated. Ms. Grovell's two older children were from a previous relationship. According to the records, Armster shot Ms. Grovell, in the back of the head. Woo! What the fuck? With a handgun before leaving the house. He then threw the weapon off the Fred Hartman Bridge before returning home. So he was trying to get rid of the murder weapon. Later that night, he went to the Baytown Police Department to turn himself in, and due to an outstanding traffic ticket. And while there, he made comments about his wife being dead, which raised suspicion about her well-being, prompting officers to investigate. Domestic situations here, bro. Baytown Police Department contacted the Harris County Precinct 3 Constables Office, and deputies conducted a welfare check at the residence and discovered that Ms. Grovell's body in the home with her children. They discovered her body. The Harris County Sheriff's Office took charge of the homicide investigation, and Armour was arrested. Mr. Armster, the person that killed his wife, was arrested. He was found guilty after a 6-day trial and later sentenced. Assistant District Attorney Kelly Marshall from the District Attorney's Domestic Violence Division prosecuted the case. She remarked on the courtroom atmosphere filled with those who cherish Grovell's memory. She will be remembered for her generosity and her love for her children, while he will be remembered for murdering his wife while his children slept in the next room, she stated. The jury agreed that this man is dangerous and he needs to spend the rest of his life in prison. Mr. Armstrong's sentence mandates has to serve at least half of the term before being eligible for parole. All right. I don't know what led this man. This been freaking domestic violence. This is domestic violence day today, I see. Because I done gave y'all 2 of them, right? I want to say, no, I didn't give you 3. I think it's just 2. Whoa, that's crazy. This is in Houston, Texas. And people have guns in Houston, Texas. Oh, man. Like, marriage is something else. I don't understand it. But, hey, people out there, please be careful, especially with your spouse. I tell these news stories to show you that murders and killing happen within the household, all right? There's never going to be a random person to run up on you and shoot you. That doesn't happen. All right. Sometime it happens. You got an unhinged person running around, but usually there's going to be alerts on that. All right. But not most of the times, domestic violence can end up in a very bad situation, as you can hear me telling you the stories that's going on. So you always going to have to communicate with your significant other to make sure things are steady. All right. Just make sure things are steady. Now, the last story that I told you about this guy shooting his wife in the back of his head, and then he tried to get rid of the murder weapon. He still was convicted. He got 55 years. Man, terrible. I can't fathom the thought of me hurting somebody. And especially if I'm in a relationship and I don't want to be in a relationship, I'm going to leave. Like, why kill? Why kill your wife? All right? That's just horrible. You just ruin your life. You ruin everything. You ruin your reputation. And your life is destroyed. Because once you get out of jail, let's just say he is eligible for parole and he gets out, his life is going to be super difficult. He's going to be trash. He's going to live a trash life. He's going to live in a very low income subdivision. He's going to be fucked up for the rest of his days. He's going to be in tyranny. Anyway, I'm about to cut this segment short. This is your man, Benz Pharrell. I'm going to hit you off with another episode. This is Thinking Out Loud, all right? You can find me on TikTok or you can find me on Instagram. All you got to do is type in the search engine, Box Benji. That is BoxBenji. And you're going to find your man there. Holler at you later. Peace out. Oh, man.
It's that Harlem night.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights, party at the bodega. I'm rolling dice for the paper. Wake up, it's never time to be sleeping. Round here, time to shake up. I got it out the mud with a bunch of sweat and tears. Terminator, getting all these fake bastards out of here. Let the missiles go launcho. Head macho, Camacho. Top dog with an executive. Owner of the club, president. Property after property. Even got some for the relatives. Learned it from the Harlem lights. Poppin' wheelies on the motorbike. Harlem. It's that Harlem light.
Gon' turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gon' turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with you.
Gon' turn it up.